From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A former U.S. president is hospitalized. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, father to former President George W. Bush and current presidential candidate Jeb Bush, is in the hospital after a fall that broke a bone in his neck. A family spokesman says Mr. Bush, now 91 years old, is receiving treatment in Portland, Maine, not far from the Bush family's summer home in Kennebunkport on the northeastern coast of the United States. The spokesman says Mr. Bush is fine and not expected to stay long at the hospital, but will likely wear a neck brace when he comes home. George H.W. Bush served as president from 1989 to 1993. President Barack Obama is strongly defending the historic deal restraining Tehran's nuclear development program, saying it represents the world's best means of ensuring Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. He told the White House news conference Wednesday the pact cuts off every single path for Iran to build an atomic bomb.
It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, which would only make the other problems that Iran may cause even worse.
President Obama faces wide opposition to the pact, mainly from Republicans. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. They are the latest in a series of deadly attacks in the area. The Greek parliament approved a package of tough reforms demanded by the country's creditors in return for a bailout. In a vote taken early this morning in Greece, 229 lawmakers voted in favor, 64 against. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told lawmakers shortly before the vote that he had no choice but to accept the demanding terms of Greece's creditors. This is VOA News. North and South Korea officials hold talks today aimed at resolving a long-running wage dispute at the Kaesong Industrial Complex, a jointly run factory. The two sides have been mired in a months-long dispute over the North's unilateral move to raise a minimum monthly wage for its workers. South Korea insists that any wage change must be determined through mutual agreement. Mexican troops are being deployed in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, as part of an operation to recapture him. Soldiers have set up checkpoints, stopping vehicles and reviewing driver's licenses and registration. Mexican police are also engaged in a larger manhunt in the country, stepping up border security and shutting down an international airport. Guzman managed to escape through a 1.5-kilometer tunnel connecting the shower of his cell to a half-built home in a rural area. Pro-government militiamen in southern Yemen report major gains in the strategic southern port city of Aden, retaking the airport, the port region, and the diplomatic quarter from Houthi rebel fighters. Edri Duranian reports.
Southern militiamen, supported by the Saudi-led coalition, traded fire with Houthi rebel fighters in several districts of the strategic port city of Aden. Witnesses say Houthi fighters have been driven out of key parts of the city, including the port, international airport, and a number of government buildings. A southern commander told Arab media the Houthis had been pushed back on two fronts in the north of Aden and to the east of the city. He indicated fighting was continuing in the southernmost crater district. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Ugandan Defense Minister Crispus Kayonga is scheduled to arrive in Burundi today to lead discussions aimed at resolving tensions in the country ahead of the rescheduled presidential vote on July 21st. Representatives of the government, opposition, and civil society groups plan to meet the Ugandan minister in a bid to hold talks to find ways of resolving the Burundi crisis. Some opposition and civil society groups reject Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial re-election bid. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says increased congressional supervision of the Federal Reserve could reduce its independence and hurt the economy. During a contentious hearing of the House Financial Services Committee Wednesday in Washington, Fed Chair Janet Yellen said efforts to further increase transparency could, in her words, undermine the Federal Reserve's ability to make policy in the long-run best interest of American families and businesses. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.